6 glorious seconds of Aquaman from Justice League. Will we have a Green Lantern cameo in Justice League? And please refer to it as the Oscar award-winning Suicide Squad.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Woogity.
You know, it's always a mystery as to whether or not we're going to get music to start off.
Yeah, it's true. The greatest mystery of all time.
Every week we wait for it, and then it doesn't happen, or it does happen, so we just have to do the fist thing and just hope for the best.
Must solve.
That's it. Welcome, everybody. This is the DC Movie News Show right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We got a full squad in the room. Let's just get right to it. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter and Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Mike Kalinowski, once again, not with us. He is busy putting in that work. Right? That's where he is.
That work.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. More.
Doing good things.
You better be watching him on Jane the Virgin. If you're not watching him, then you just go straight to hell. All right? We're very proud of him. So he's not here again this week, but he's here in spirit, of course. And he was very excited for that Suicide Squad Oscar award winning.
Hey, Al. Nobody deserved it more than Mikey Christmas did.
Right. Hey, for a while, Squad was defeating La La Land.
But there was a time during the Academy Awards when Suicide Squad had more wins than La La Land.
It's a brief moment.
It's so wild because if what happened at the end hadn't happened at the end, we still would have had so much to talk about of the Oscars. There were still so many moments, so many speeches, so many surprises like Suicide Squad being Oscar winning.
People getting fired get shortly hit in the after.
Head. Yeah, but nobody... Yeah, oh my God, that was a whack.
KO'd and keeping the
How
note.
How good is that girl?
Yeah, she's good,
know,
and she's right? pretty, she's and she's perfect, and I love
her. She's like 16.
But none of that is the point. The point is, Suicide Squad might have had the headline the next morning. It might have been that. And they got robbed, sir!
Why would they have had the headline?
Suicide Squad is Oscar nominated with 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, it's Oscar winning.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think that happens a lot, though, with movies like that, because it's a makeup award or an effects award that doesn't necessarily translate to quality of film. I think you see a lot of technical awards.
But it was still an upset, especially with Star Trek. Like, right. Everyone was losing their minds.
I wasn't surprised. I really wasn't. For nothing else than the Killer Croc alone.
Yeah.
I was surprised, but I was the only person excited in the entire Oscars party I was at. I was stoked, but...
I mean, let's be honest. The makeup has nothing to do with the film, so...
Right.
The makeup job was incredible. You had a cast of 9 people, if you want to include Slipknot, who was in it for 17 seconds. But, you know, it was a great piece of work.
Yeah, you had Diablo, you had Joker, you had Croc, you had Enchantress.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of makeup.
I love your Enchantress dance.
Yeah.
The choreographer should have won for Enchantress dance.
But
it is interesting now, and not saying this is the only thing that matters, and I'm sure that some people say it doesn't matter at all, that DC does have many more Oscars than Marvel does now.
Yeah.
Always in the past years or two.
But this is the thing. This is the thing, though, is DC is grittier and darker and more along the lines of what the Oscars are about. The Oscars don't really nominate things that I feel like Marvel, while they make really good movies, isn't necessarily what the Academy is looking for, as far as technical things.
I don't think Marvel gives a damn. They're making plenty of money.
No.
Yeah.
The people enjoy their films. By the way, let's do the intros. At Jay Quasso, Johnny LaQuasso here. That dude right there, the host of Man vs. Child on the FYI Network and FX Movie Download on FX. Hello. He is the worst mocker for Doghouse Restaurants and a friend of ours. He's at Adam Gertler.
So good to be here today.
Is that namaste?
Yes, namaste. I'm very peaceful. And if you think that this is a really great The Flash shirt, you're watching the wrong show.
Yes, that's true.
Good job.
Yeah, some might say swerve.
Yeah, total swerve.
And next to him is the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show and the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. She's waving like she's a princess because she is one. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer because she's Roxy Stryer.
Oh, I'm just a crown jewel over here. You know, waving like a crown jewel.
Flawless accent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Follow that, Elena.
Oscar winning accent.
And next to her, she's an amazing actress, host, cosplayer. She let me borrow a Revolutionary War jacket last week for a commercial callback.
Oh, how'd that work out?
I got the callback.
Dang!
I don't think I booked. They probably went way older. I don't think I look like Alexander Hamilton.
But you got that jacket, don't you?
I got the jacket. She even gave me the pants. I didn't wear the pants, but she gave them to me.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Follow her at Elena Jordan. She's Elena Jordan.
I'm Elena Jordan. Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan.
That's right. Okay, so let's get into it. Before we even go Suicide Squad Oscar talk, because we could talk all day, Aquaman.
Yeah!
Yes!
Let's watch.
We got some Aquaman footage.
Zack Snyder.
The 6 seconds.
So old ZS gifted us with 6 seconds of Aquaman from
on
Justice
his birthday,
League.
Right?
Yeah.
He was like working
on
my
birthday.
We got a present
for his birthday.
Working really on my cool. birthday. Working on my birthday.
So, question. Is this Aquaman footage for sure, or is it Justice League footage?
I think people think it's Justice League because yeah. that is what he's directing. That's what's
yes. yeah. And it's it would be understandable that like Juan probably contributed, but they're coming up with like sort of the visual template that they're going to use in Aquaman, right? Yeah. Like
you're saying that James Wan obviously is part of this, but
well, yeah, I mean, basically the way that they're moving underwater and Atlantis is going to be a huge part of James Wan's movie, so he had to contribute, you know, because he's going to adapt that. And
I would think Wan's got to be involved. Because that was one of the big question marks, is how is Aquaman going to function? Because we've never quite seen a movie like mm-hmm. this. It ain't going to be Waterworld, you know?
No, it is not. So are we about to take a look at it right now as soon as... Alright, yeah. We're coming out. Oh my god, this is very exciting.
Yeah.
And here...
After we watch the advertisement.
Don't blink.
Go in a moment.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be...
Oh, no,
no this isn't it.
We don't want to watch this.
This is not
that's nice that this that's Brandon
him.
Davis
and
talking
this is him.
About it.
This is him talking about it and then showing two different images, but he's not actually showing the footage. So it's 6 seconds of Aquaman that we're looking for.
Okay. So what did you guys think of the footage while we look for it?
It's impressive.
I'm so excited.
Yeah?
I think it did exactly what it was intended to do, which was to get everybody hyped up. I think we got Zack Snyder's birthday present, and I think... His president's how excited everybody is.
So you're pleased with the movement, what you saw in those 6 seconds?
I think it's cool.
But what we didn't see is communication. How do they communicate underwater?
True. Great. That was exactly what I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
So they're Sims characters.
Like that. Yeah. It's going to be like Finding Nemo. Like, I speak whale.
One if by land and two if by sea.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that it was really awesome. And this is not me being negative. This is just a comment. It kind of looked like animatronics to me. Like, the movement of it all was a little stiff going, doing the...
Well, Momoa's a stiff gentleman.
No, I but this obviously, this isn't a finished result. This is just, it got me super amped. And the way that it visually looked was so cool. But it kind of looked like, or I don't know, even like a little doll was in there. And he was like bending, going forward.
Well, don't forget, this is not necessarily a finished product.
Right. Well, that's what I opened with.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is him. This is
Zack
Snyder.
I don't
want to
get so much crap.
An initial render.
I loved it, guys. I loved it. Please don't hear anything
and
other
then,
than that.
Of course, so then we see somebody with a spear that I know many people think is Orm. Steve, if you're looking for it, I know it's on Zack Snyder's Twitter, if nothing else.
Or his Instagram, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
no,
just let us know when you got it.
He uses that weirdish. Zack Snyder uses that weird app.
What?
I don't know what it is. We
but he links to it on his Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Ocean Master with the trident in there?
Right. So there's a lot of controversy online about whether this is for sure Ocean Master, which I thought was weird because I thought it was confirmed that it was.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of people being like pulling a Johnny Swerve. Swervy McGurvy, saying it was too easy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the... Just look at this still shot right here. I mean, who
Adam,
else?
you're saying not too easy.
No, I just don't, I don't know why that's too easy. Well, just because it's too obvious a guess, I guess? Or yeah, I mean,
that's what they're
saying. Your guess is as good as mine. I think Ocean Master's a good guess.
I mean, if you're looking at it, who do you think else would... Who else would
Oh, see, here it is.
Boom.
Oh, it looks cooler than it looked on
it
my...
Does
yeah,
look cool.
yeah,
it
looks, I think...
Yeah. The movement, it's still so freaking cool.
It's really like cool. I mean, this is going to be a whole movie.
In an aquarium.
I think it looks very fluid, pun intended.
I'm impressed. I don't know how you do that.
Now, do you think, is that a total CG Momoa?
I think, I don't know.
No.
What do you mean?
He's in an aquarium tank.
Think about it.
Yeah. But how is he moving like that? Nobody moves like that.
I think
you can do a little bit. Dude, you can do a little bit of that in the water. Yeah, absolutely.
Is he being pulled with a
cable?
Is he
wires? It almost looks like wire
work. It could be wires.
I think it's underwater wire work.
Yeah, that would
be. But then how can you do long shots if the guy's actually underwater? Like, how are they doing this?
There could be a quick cut right after that.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to try and do as much real stuff underwater as possible.
I think so, too.
It's just going to be a lot more complicated.
But if they have long shots underwater, then they're going to have to use CGI. Like, they're not going to have him breathing.
Right. Yeah,
but
okay.
I mean, for the parts they can do, I think they're going to try and make it as real as possible. Just, you know, it makes it more complicated.
But, I mean, think about the mermaids. That they have, like, the mermaid bars and stuff where they have actual people who entertain for long periods of time. You go down, you breathe in your oxygen, you come back up.
That's true. Going back for a second, when we were talking
Benjamin
about who
Workman
else it could
is
be.
Saying mocap, that this is all mocap, and is it perhaps...
Is it?
Yeah, if you think about how they did the anti-gravity in, what was that movie? Gravity?
Gravity.
Okay. That was all mocap. Sure. There was not zero gravity. That, to me, is a great call. Yeah, it must be like that. So they're going to basically do everything... Yeah, they're not going to do a lot of it underwater. It's going to be mocap. It's going to be motion capture, but using... They're actual, instead of like, you know, Andy Serkis, where you're putting an ape over him, the digital makeup is going to be him, but then everything else, the scene, the way that's going to be rendered, has got to be what's digital. Like putting the water there. The water is really not what's there. Am I right, chat roll? Come on.
Now, Lemon says it looks like a statue of the dead king.
Yeah, so Serenity Q26, I'm with you, Sion. It looks like a statue. It's stone and not moving. Maybe a statue of Neptune or Poseidon, who they worship.
I don't think that's Ocean Master. I think it's a statue. It's him going to pay respects, perhaps, or I don't know. But I think it'd be. I don't think they would give away Ocean Master.
Does it look like a statue to you guys?
I can't tell. It's a test. You just don't know. I mean,
so
you know, it's not meant to be.
Yeah. And test footage, too. I mean, think how many times they do put a placeholder, and then, you know, you don't really...
Yeah, if you pause it, I mean, it's... I don't think they would give away Ocean Master in a six-second Zack Snyder birthday clip. I really don't.
All right, well, that could be a good call. I have no strong opinion about who that is on the chair, but
how do you
I am interested...
I thought for sure it was until just now.
I'm very interested to hearing about how they're actually doing this, how they're making it look underwater, and I can't wait to see all the behind-the-scenes about Aquaman.
What is the dude in the front doing?
That's
Snyder on his phone?
I think he's recording it, yeah.
On his iPhone?
That's what I'm saying, like...
Yeah.
But the footage that's actually released is not what he's recording on his iPhone. It is of him recording on his iPhone.
Yeah.
Somebody's shooting him, recording him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope.
Interesting.
Anyway, it looks cool. So, you know, it's interesting to see, like, where we're going to find Arthur Curry in Justice League. From what we saw in that trailer that we saw, it looks like he's still very much undercover, maybe not like a king, so, you know, so which opens up, what
That's
is
probably
the Aquaman?
Early on in the film.
So, I wonder if the Aquaman movie is going to be a straight-up continuation from Justice League point forward, or if it's going to be like Wonder Woman taking a step back and telling a different story.
Interesting.
Chartwell, what do you guys think?
And also, Justice League post-production, there's a lot going on. And we've seen plenty of pictures of him in water, so, I mean, there's got to be a lot.
We are very close to getting a Justice League trailer, too, by the way. I believe, is that like another story we had? I believe there was Zack Snyder was quoted as saying something about there being another Justice League trailer soon.
Well, I didn't see that.
We're already in early March. We got Wonder Woman in 3 months, and then Justice League in another...
It's in November.
How many months are in a year?
You don't think we're going to wait until Comic-Con?
I don't think so. No way.
Wow, you think it's too far. July's too far.
July's too far,
So you think before Wonder Woman?
I do think before Wonder Woman.
Do you think literally before Wonder Woman? Like, in movies?
Yeah, definitely it'll be playing with Wonder Woman. So if Wonder Woman comes out... June, 24? 93 days?
Now, what do you think about Comic-Con? Maybe we get a newer trailer at Comic-Con. Maybe we get a 30-second teaser up until Comic-Con, then bam.
I'm calling Justice League trailer in April. Sometime in the month of April, I think. That's what I say.
Wow.
What do you guys think? Do you think that's long?
I think we're going after that. I think that's too soon.
Yeah, I think that's too soon.
But that's only... That's
it's in a month.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's really soon.
But that's then it's only, what is it, like 5-6 months before it opens? There hasn't been a single official Justice League trailer.
Yeah, well,
that trailer that we saw from Comic-Con was a sneak peek, not an official trailer.
That's true.
So usually you get like a year, you know, you get a year, 10 months out. I mean, we're already 10 months out.
So you're saying it's dropping tomorrow?
I'm saying it can happen anywhere from tomorrow
now.
To...
April. I'm putting a bet on that. If you're watching this at home, I'm saying within 30 days from today, you have a Justice League trailer. Who dares challenge me? Who dares challenge the might of Shazam?
That's right. Who may or
you
may
mean
not
that weird
have a,
flash symbol.
Who may or may not have a feature film coming out.
Yes.
No, I think we're going to get something at Comic-Con. Maybe a newer version of Justice League trailer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we might even get some more Aquaman stuff at that point. I think the big thing, bless you, I think at Comic-Con, we're going to get maybe a new... Here's what I want from Comic-Con. A new...
Leash online.
A new layout. You know? A new...
that's what I was thinking.
What's it called? Sure. With the whole list of all the movies coming out?
Slate. A slate.
New slate.
Slate. Yep.
You want a non-swerving slate.
I want the new updated slate at Comic-Con, talking Nightwing, talking Gotham City Sirens, talking...
But do we think that we made a mistake announcing a slate in the first place, so maybe we shouldn't repeat that mistake because we don't actually know what we're doing yet?
If you do it right, though, if you do know what you're doing, then maybe it is the right thing to
do. But that's kind of a lot, I think, to be like, hey, I need this brand new slate, bye.
I don't think we can announce a slate until we have Justice League, because we're going to know which characters are popular from Justice League, and therefore we're going to know if we need a cyborg movie or not.
Yeah.
Very true.
It's pretty much the only thing.
Well, we are getting a Suicide Squad 2, and also congratulations to Suicide Squad for winning Best Makeup and Hairstyle in the Oscar. Alessandro Bertolazzi, Giorgio Gregorini, and Christopher Nelson. Who knew Italians were so good at makeup?
I mean,
they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
Hot people, good at makeup.
Yep.
Goes back to the opera, right? I mean, they've been doing it a long
time.
That
too.
That's true. First Oscar for a DC movie since The Dark Knight in 2009.
Well deserved.
And does anybody know what else besides Best Actor? Was it Best Actor or Best Supporting Actor that
Heath
got?
Best Supporting Actor.
Okay, and so, and was that the only thing that
Dark
Knight got?
Best Sound Editing. Okay. Richard King got sound editing.
Didn't get a cinematography, though?
Mm-mm.
So
it was nominated, though, I think, right? But it didn't win.
I love the scale.
I think that's
going to
be 2-1 Best Picture.
I mean,
so anything else you want to say about Suicide Squad? I mean, yay!
Great makeup.
What is this? Some sort of Oscar?
Some sort of... So, yeah, obviously, I mean, are we talking about Mel Gibson at some point with regard to Suicide Squad 2? Because he was, like, there and all happy face. I heard your tirade about Mel Gibson last week, so
and,
you said
and as a Jew, you disagreed?
It's not that I disagree. I am very confused. It's a very confused place to be. Because it's like, here's the thing. I know that he's an asshole because of what I've heard the guy say.
Sure.
And I also know that he might not be the biggest asshole.
Oh, there are bigger assholes,
yeah,
probably.
I just haven't heard them, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, the worst thing is, I was like, I've heard what he says. It's hard for me to look past it and say, just enjoy his film. But I've been thinking about seeing Hacksaw Ridge. I mean, that's...
It was very good.
So you saw that. You don't have a problem seeing his movies.
I saw it for work. Had I not had to see it for work, I wouldn't have seen it. And as I said before, he's ridiculously talented. I've never said anything other than
they're ridiculously talented people. But I mean, everywhere. Same reason that I am very opposed to Casey Affleck getting an Oscar. He's very talented. Yeah. I don't think he should have been awarded. I think that was a very awkward moment.
Is he
moment.
A horrible person?
He has two charges of
sexual assault.
Sexual harassment. Which is very different than sexual assault. And
well,
one
was assault that was then lowered to harassment. Both were settled out of court. But the fact of the matter is, Brie Larson, who is a huge advocate for the rights of people who have been victims of sexual assault, who was nominated and won for playing a rape victim, then had to award him and refused to clap. And
Jesus.
But I mean, it's that was kind of an and then they also showed Mel Gibson right after. It was kind of I think an indicator of them saying personal things aren't going to affect.
What was the amazing comment we got in the YouTube last week?
Oh, about how you were a bad Jew because you advocated
for sexual assault.
You advocated adultery.
Oh, adultery. Yeah,
which I didn't understand when you did that.
I didn't know I did, but
I didn't either.
So you choose your commandments. The point is, as far as Gibson goes, like, I know he's not a fan of this stuff. I know he hates the genre. That being said, Apocalypto is kind of like a superhero film. Braveheart is a superhero film. The guy's got epic scale. He's made all the Mad Max movies until the most recent one. Like, yeah, he'd probably make a good movie, but I still hope they pick someone else.
Me
because
too.
I agree.
It's not worth the trouble. It just isn't
because
worth the trouble.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
You know, plenty other people that are talented
backlash.
Too. He had his run. Go be quiet and go away.
I'm hoping there's enough backlash that they'll take that into
consideration.
Interesting
what you're talking about. him at the Oscars because we know he is being
He's got like perma happy face.
His face his face looked a little bit like the Joker's.
He's like, yeah, I'm just happy to be here. Yeah. It'll be great. It'll be great to make a movie. I love everybody. You know that. Yes.
Yeah, that was funny. Okay, anyway.
Well, you know who is worth the trouble? That would be Benjamin Workman and his wife, Vanessa Petty. Happy birthday. Want to give you a shout out.
Although,
Benjamin, I wouldn't recommend throwing out your wife's age like you just did to everybody on the internet. You just said flat out how old she is. So don't, that's...
He's proud. 21. Because she looked good.
No, I'm sure she does, but most women don't like that.
All right, well...
But then again, you're married. She has to deal with you. Yeah. So no problem.
How's your marriage going?
I got absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
I've done... I could
So clearly, Workman and Vanessa are well-adjusted
They're very
people.
Comfortable with each other.
Yes.
Good for you guys. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Way to go. Hey, has David Ayer dropped us a Gotham City Sirens tease, y'all?
I think so.
Maybe. I think so.
Potentially.
You know what? I really think, we said a couple weeks ago, I mean, I'm still thinking there's an outside shot that this is coming out in 2018, and this could be a second DC movie in 2018.
I agree.
Because it seems
to me... In, like, October or something.
It seems like you should be able to do this as a smaller scale film. Mm-hmm. And with the success that has recently been with some of the smaller budgets, you know, whether it's Split on a Shoestring, or even Logan or Deadpool, which are still big budget films, but maybe, like, half of, like, what huge films are... I'm kind of thinking that this is going to be the next, like, official movie to be announced after Aquaman.
But they're going to have to hustle, though.
Yeah, but I could see them definitely. I'm with Roxy. I could actually see this being October, mostly because of building in the Halloween costumes, which I hate to say, but that is something that they factor in.
But isn't Aquaman already October, or no?
No.
When is Aquaman in 2018? Ugh, I can't keep those dates in my head.
Let us check
them. All right, we'll figure that out. But, So, yeah, late October would be great if that was true.
I could definitely see that.
But actually, no, they might have moved the official date for Aquaman. They moved it off its date because they needed more time. So that's the problem. I think Aquaman is going to be coming around October. Chartwell, you guys know this better
October
than we do.
October 5th, 2018. Yes. So never mind.
So would they be able to do it in November? It's too soon.
And then what are you going to do with DC movie?
When would the movie be then?
Do you think it would get pushed to the following...
To 2019?
Yeah.
No, but we got a lot going on in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to hope that Wonder Woman and Justice
League
just...
early in 2018?
Do you think they
early
could,
2018?
No way. That's a real push.
So like a year from now.
Yeah.
That's super fast.
That would have to be. The only way Gotham City Sirens happens in 2018 is if it's before Aquaman. But consider how much less post-production is going to go into... potentially a Gotham City Sirens than an Aquaman, which is going to be all post-production. Aquaman is going to be like an Avatar Gravity level kind of situation.
It's true. I just hope that they don't try to rush it just to get something done and then end up not delivering what
Elena,
it could be.
I agree with you because I think a lot of us feel that that was Ayer's problem with the first one. Rushed 100%. The script, rushed the production, interfered, and yet this guy makes this great mea culpa. Comes out to the fans, he's like, hey, this is what we should have done differently.
Yep.
And to me, just that gave me total confidence in the guy again. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. It's great that you can see that.
Yeah.
The studio can recognize that. Everybody, now let's let the guy
Unless
make the movie
the
he wants to make.
The studio says, this is the date. We're going to release whatever you got.
I got to think he wouldn't get himself into that same situation again, but what do I know?
Well,
I mean,
he did tweet out a, without even a caption, a simple photo of Black Mask from Batman Under the Red Hood. With a quote, I heard it's just the street stuff, it's not worth my time. And it looked like he's had a nice little glass of whiskey.
So is this going to be the villain in Gotham City Sirens is what people are
I mean, he could have just been tweeting it for fun, but you gotta believe he had a reason for it.
It's a great choice. And I also love the fact that, like, let us know the villain now rather than, like, hiding the Enchantress.
Yeah.
And that situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love how all these things are being released through social media now. Like, and they could be totally just trolling us. I know we'll talk about the Henry Cavill one in a little bit, but, like, they have so much power over our emotions and our beliefs. Anytime anybody Instagrams something, if there's something in the background, if it's any sort of comic book or any sort of reference, mm-hmm. we zoom in, we blow 100%. It up, and we're like, that's it? They're telling us a message. It's gonna be.
I love how all of us become like national treasure whenever any of these Instagram Instagram or like Twitter comes out, we're like, we've decoded it.
Yeah.
The first letter of each word it actually means. And it's going to, it's going to be
brilliant. Brilliant, sir. Brilliant.
People spend the time on it. They find
I gotta think it means something, because otherwise, if he gets a reputation for tweeting, you know, meaningless things, then people will stop paying attention to it.
Do you think he had to get permission from the studio if it does mean something?
Oh, I definitely think that they're all complicit with how they market these films. I think, yeah, absolutely.
Like, why that photo specifically? I mean, come on.
Because maybe he liked the drink.
I think the marketing people realize
you love whiskey. I love whiskey.
Yeah, I love
when
whiskey.
You get the stuff from the filmmakers, it means a lot more than just, you know, random detached, pre-production or advertising. You know, like when we get James Gunn does such a great job with the Guardian stuff, right? Scott Derrickson did a great job with the Doctor Strange stuff. So it, you know, lets the fans feel like the director, the creator, is so attached to it. And to be honest, David Ayer did a great job for Suicide Squad too. Yeah. I mean, he came out and said "fuck Marvel" in a public venue. Like, that was bold. You know, I wish he could have backed up the claim a little bit with the movie, but still, I like the attitude.
Either way, Gotham City Sirens. I mean, it's going to be exciting to see for sure. I mean,
yeah, I'm dreamcasting so hard in my head right now.
Who are you thinking now? What are you thinking? Which characters?
Are you looking at all the fan art out there so far? Like, everything with Emma Stone. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on in the chat right now about it, too. Evan Rachel Wood for Poison Ivy. Rebecca Ferguson. Yeah, Jessica Chastain. I've heard a lot of. There's just so many that would be amazing for it, especially for Catwoman. There's so many things you could think of that.
Do you think there'll be a Batgirl, Batwoman, Bat female?
Yeah.
I don't.
I kind of feel like there's not going to be in this one. I think they're going to wait and leave that as something that they could maybe add in.
Chat roll.
So
any chance that we get a Batgirl?
Poison Ivy?
No, yeah, there's no way they're going to do a Batgirl. No way. I don't see it.
Maybe you're right.
It just seems weird. I don't know.
I've seen the villain trifecta. And then, like, our
that's
three
the way
ladies.
I think to do,
yeah.
I like that. And make it more of that Suicide Squad kind of flavor, like bad against worse kind of thing. I like that, you know.
Yeah.
Then you got a whole different like kind of side of the DCEU forming.
I feel
think
like
that's
Batgirl
cool.
might be a little forced. Like, it might be like, and don't forget,
it's very hard.
But what about like a small reference to it?
Well, it's just like it's a tough character to pull off in the world where there's Batman, and then you start and you try to sell this gritty world, and then like, oh, here's Batgirl.
Yeah,
it's just hard to sell if it's.
We
not...
don't need all the wings, just a little flutter.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm with that. I'm with that. Okay.
Yeah. We will see. I will get to this. This is exciting. So, concept artist Ed Natividad, hope I said that right, shared some of his work from Suicide Squad, and it's kind of cool because we get to see what could have been if what he drew ended up happening. And there's a scene here where Joker's actually sitting in the Batmobile.
Yeah. And I want that. I want the McDonald's drive-thru scene
that
really
too.
Bad.
We got all the photos. We got a drive-thru scene going on. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. So Batman stops off to presumably get himself a quick McNugget meal. He comes back and Joker's already showed up sitting in his car. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. When was this concept art drawn?
As part of the pre-production process, yeah.
Yeah, but like how far into it? I mean, it's crazy. I love looking at this stuff.
But you can even see the Joker has got a different look there. He's got like a different style. He's almost using more of like the painted smile and a lot of that. Yeah, before. So it seems like it's early. But I'll tell you, that Joker car is the same car.
Yeah. Sure is.
Yeah.
Looks badass.
Maybe this was early when they were trying to do...
Harley's costume is pretty awesome, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's almost like Wonder Woman mixed with Christina Aguilera's Dirty. And then we threw these in a blender.
You know what I dug the most is the Scarecrow. So that tells you maybe Scarecrow is a possibility of being part of Suicide Squad. What's up, Coolio? I see you.
Coolio. So close so many times.
That's
it's
interesting,
like,
Scarecrow.
And he was still hung up to dry.
Here's a photo. The concept art was done October 4th, 2014. So there you go.
Looks very Clint Eastwood, man with no name.
At least the Scarecrow picture was October 2014. So that's a good... year and a half before Squad came out?
It seems like Scarecrow would have been such a weird choice when it was like literally the only character that was in all three of Nolan's films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, to go right back into Scarecrow seems like it would be weird.
I agree with that.
Still pretty cool, though.
But to go back into Joker would be weird. Oh, wait, we did.
Yeah.
And you know, Henry Cavill's got a bit of a sense of humor, after all.
I told you. He's trolling us.
Yeah, of course
he is. They see you trolling.
It's kind of adorable, though. The picture of his dog saying, what did he say?
I love it.
Hal looking for Hal.
Yeah. Hashtag Green Lantern. Hashtag Kal-El.
And he keeps doing it.
He keeps doing it.
So his dog's name is Kal-El? Or Cal?
I think so, yes.
Because he said just a cow looking for a howl.
Yeah. His dog looks almost like, it's not a husky, it looks like maybe Mastiff Husky mix. It's a big dog.
Because then he calls himself Other Cal.
I kind of like
looking
knowing,
for Hal when he has the reflection in the window.
Yes.
I kind of like that he has a sense of humor. It's making
me... I love it.
Yeah. You got to. I love Cavill. He's a great dude.
How weird would it be if, like, Henry Cavill had a tiny dog?
No, that would be totally fit, I think.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he's a support
It would be weird
support dog
if
guy.
Ben Affleck had a tiny dog.
What? I don't know.
I don't know.
Can you imagine
Superman's so big.
Imagine Henry Cavill playing Batman and Ben Affleck playing Superman.
Well, we saw Ben Affleck in that terrible Superman outfit from Hollywoodland.
I don't know if Cavill can have... honestly, I like Cavill. I don't think he has the emotional range to play Batman.
Can you imagine Cavill being like, where's Rachel?
No. No.
Not even a little.
No.
No.
I don't see it.
Probably where's not. Rachel? I don't know. I mean,
it's just my Batman
so
voice.
Weird. Yeah. Like... Yeah, no.
He would fit the suit good.
I like how he's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs hat. I dig that.
Oh, my God.
Shout out, buddy.
You just let me know. How many times have we seen that classic Superman wearing the Batman outfit when they did the little switcheroo move? I do want to see that move happen in some DC film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do a little dance, make a little love. So much outfits tonight.
How about this, y'all? I don't know how much we could run with this, but, you know, the Green Lantern cameo in Justice League.
Rumored.
Mm-hmm. They're now saying it's going to be a certain member of the Green Lantern Corps. It's already supposedly been revealed here.
Right.
And I'm trying to read on this. Have you guys seen this?
But they're saying it's not going to be John Stewart or Hal Jordan.
No.
Another Green Lantern Corps member, which is actually what we said. I think we talked about that and supposed that. That makes a lot of sense.
Because we haven't cast yet?
We haven't cast it, and it could be an alien. It could be like Kilowog or any infinite.
Abin Sur.
Oh, Abin Sur, which makes a lot of sense.
It does, because he dies and then the ring.
Right.
Yeah,
so. Honestly, that would be. That was my favorite part of the Green Lantern movie. Like, I thought that looked incredibly good. Like, the effect on Abin Sur in that Ryan Reynolds film looked great. But it would make sense, and it also...
It would lead into the core movie, because if he dies in, say, Justice League, the ring will then find its way into the next movie.
Right, and if you haven't cast yet... So, Green Lantern, great potential post-credit Justice League scene.
Ooh.
You know, seeing the ring do that whole thing.
If you're doing Green Lantern post-credit, then I think you might as well either use John Stewart or Hal Jordan.
In the post-credit?
If you're doing it
post-credit. You might. Oh, you might.
Oh, you're not saying that's where...
No, during the film, though, I think there's going to be an actual Lantern cameo helping the Justice League.
Oh, I get it.
But the other thing is we have to assume that in this Green Lantern core film, one of the humans is already an established Lantern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got to train the other one.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the buddy cop system. Mm-hmm. So one of them's got to be what age do we think? Could we see 40 and 20? Do we see 50 and 30? Do we see?
I think 40s and late 20s, perhaps early 30s, 40s.
Okay.
You know. Speaking of casting, don't we have some Green Lantern casting rumors?
You definitely say it's a rumor for sure, and I think this would be a fantastic casting. Sorry, Tyrese. Possibly Trevante Adams, I think his name is?
Trevante Rhodes.
Trevante Rhodes.
From Moonlight,
yeah.
I like him, and I think he did a great job, but I'm Sterling K. Brown all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know.
Well, MTV asked him, they go, what about you being Green Lantern? And he just kind of smiled and goes, I don't know.
Super coy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, as if to say, don't go any further with this.
Yeah. I'm sure... He's in talks, he's in approach, and I'm sure that I don't know could very much mean not that he's cast, but that he's like...
But that he doesn't know.
Genuinely doesn't know.
And would like it. I mean, how many times do we see someone coming from an Oscar-winning movie, very heavy drama, next bit is like your superhero paycheck?
All of the time. Right? All the time. Yeah, because I'm sure for Moonlight he wasn't paid handsomely. I'm sure he was paid okay, but...
Sterling K. Brown would be great as well. He looks to be a little bit older than Trevante. He's 40. I don't know how old Trevante is. I think probably much younger. I wouldn't argue with either one of those.
Do you think it has to be Hal Jordan that's the older of the buddy cops, or do you think
Somebody from Geek Feed, who's in the chat role, thank you very much, said that's their story. They were contacted by someone who allegedly attended the set and saw the concept art. So We know that there were people there that saw the concept art. I don't know, you know, that's all, you know, the Justice League set that happened months and months ago. I'm sure that, so that's why they're saying Avansur. But, look, that makes sense. It would be great. And we got to have some Lantern flavor.
I think that would make the most sense of any of them.
Adam, what do you think, though? Do you think that it has to be Jon Stewart that is the older, or could it be Hal's older, or which way would be the better teacher?
I think, so somebody right here is saying that Elmay Imbe mentioned that they might go younger Jon Stewart, older Hal Jordan. I think
in which case
kind
Sterling
of
would be too old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sterling would be too old if they went younger.
Yeah. If he was supposed to be younger, yeah, he would be.
But then Armie Hammer would be too old to be Hal Jordan? Because that's what a lot of the people think is already cast.
And how old is Armie Hammer? He looks like he's like 12.
He's 30s. I think he's in his mid-30s, I would think.
Trevante is 27.
If Armie Hammer was going to be playing Batman in Justice League Mortal that was supposed to be in 2008, then you know, that's 10 years ago. He's got to be.
God, Armie Hammer's only 30. I hate you.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Damn it.
I know, right?
Yeah, so he's only 30. I still think he could be.
He was cast at 20 to play Batman?
It could be Armie Hammer and Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really would like Trevante Rhodes, and I feel like
27 young?
I could see, just because of all the hype from the Oscars this year, too, and Moonlight getting so much attention, them wanting to kind of capitalize on that.
Yeah. I haven't seen Moonlight. I want to. I just haven't had a chance to see many.
The other thing is, and Charo, what do you guys think about this? If you're going to have a more experienced human Lantern, then he has to have been off-world.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
For, like, from Man of Steel before, right?
Of course.
Because clearly, if there was a Lantern on Earth...
He would have been,
And by the way, even if there wasn't a Lantern on Earth, where was the Corps during Zod's attack on Earth?
Mm-hmm. But don't you think that during all of the shows anyway? Anytime you're watching any of the shows and Supergirl's going through some major ish, and you're like, we've already seen your cousin, bro.
I think that on Supergirl.
When they're just like, Superman's busy with something else, and I'm like, this is also important.
He could be here in 3 seconds.
These movies that have the big budgets, that's why we're paying them to work around. Supergirl's got too many episodes. All those CW shows, like, you gotta roll with it.
Maybe
at some
they've
point.
Been in prison. Maybe they're in like Iron Heights.
It would be pretty cool if they deal with it.
Explain it. Or in the pipeline somewhere.
Or it could be like Scientology, and that alien leader is locked away on some other planet. You just can't get it.
A lot of people would like Idris Elba as an older Jon Stewart.
Idris Elba would be amazing.
So Matt Reeves, the Batman, he's got creative control, for now.
LOL, the director has creative control of a movie. Shucks.
That means a lot for these tentpole films, really the case.
It's just hysterical that has to
but
be
But I
like...
almost feel like how much of that is saying that for the director's peace of mind when they're like, okay.
And there's no way that Ben Affleck doesn't have some creative control.
He definitely
or Jeff
has
Johns
some creative
doesn't have
control.
Some creative
control.
Well,
we talked about this last week where some people were, you know, very much believing that... you know, Matt Reeves' negotiations were all about money, which they might have been, but I thought maybe it was more likely about creative control and the vision for the film. That's what I choose to hope as a fan.
I feel like it's probably...
And he's seen the problems that Suicide Squad and BVS had, and Snyder got a lot of...
And then all the drama
for this. Right.
With Ben Affleck already.
Look, Warner Bros. Is a pain in the ass. Let's just say it. And so he realizes what he's getting into.
And you don't want to say, okay, I'll be the director, but while I'm directing Ben Affleck, he also has the ability to be like, nah, bro, I'm going to do what I want. Like, you know? Like, you want the peace of mind of them saying you have creative control. Whether or not that's necessarily completely true, obviously these other people are going to have influence. But when you're on set, you want people to say this point person is the point person. Not have them argue and Ben Affleck say, well, if I was directing, I would do...
You know, I think... I gotta think that this with this new crop of DC films, they're gonna be, you know, approaching them differently. You know, whether that means having more faith in the directors or having more faith in whoever is sort of coalescing a streamlined vision. But either way, I'm very excited about the movies moving forward, specifically Aquaman moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm hopeful but cautiously optimistic about Wonder Woman and Justice League, but I'm really optimistic and hopeful and positive about Aquaman moving forward.
But think about, like, how everybody is super on board with James Wan and, like, knowing he is the point person for this. This is him creating it versus Batman, where it is all over the place. Like, that's, I think that's exactly what they need, is they need to make Reeves have the kind of Juan mentality where people are like, this is who we go to.
I gotta say, I'm kind of more excited about Reeves directing Batman than I was about Affleck directing Batman.
It's gonna be interesting to see the take he has on it.
Because I never felt Affleck seemed super into it. Like, it was this rumor foisted upon him since he was announced as Batman. Oh, I can't wait, we're gonna get the... But he never seemed like... If he was super excited about making a Batman movie, then, like, he would have had a vision that would have been announced. It would have been a thing. It seemed like they were like, come on, we want you to do it. We want you to do it.
I just think he wanted more time. I was so excited about it, Ben Affleck directed. He's just such an incredible filmmaker.
I think if Live by Night had done better, because that was his, where he was the go-to point person for that. Like, that was his dream that he realized. And then it wasn't necessarily received as well as he thought. I think I could definitely see him, you know, kind of wavering a little bit on being the point person for the next Batman.
Sure. I mean, and I see both sides, because people want a smaller, gritty, detective-driven, hard-boiled Batman movie, and that seems to more Affleck's sensibilities. But Reeves has clearly had more success with big tentpole movies that use big effects but also have tremendous emotional through line. Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a Planet of the Apes fan. This guy made me a Planet of the Apes fan.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Oh, my God. Well, it was, to me, the best Apes movie ever.
Because go ahead.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Because he's centered on story and on central dramatic question. And that's the big problem, I think, with the DC movies. You need one central dramatic question. From the beginning, what do we want to know? Is it going to be answered at the end? Not, here's our question, and then it's, is everyone going to be cool at the end? Like, that's not a direct question. Whereas I'm hoping with Batman we'll take that too, where it's one focused plot line that then has secondary plot lines.
Exactly. Just telling his story, not necessarily married to a Justice League or what's coming after or anything, but just tell this movie.
We're not alone in our love for Matt Reeves, because clearly another director in the universe shares this thought. Johnny, you want to hit us with the Patty Jenkins?
Patty Jenkins! Someone asked her on Twitter about if she had a chance to talk to Matt Reeves, and she said, yeah, I think he's great. I'm so excited to see his Batman and to have him in the DC universe. Great choice!
I love support amongst the directors that we've got. Good. Mm-hmm. Buddy up. Call each other. Ask if something works.
I'm stoked to see... I mean, obviously, we're all stoked to see Wonder Woman, but I think Patty Jenkins is going to be heralded as just... This is going to bring her to a new level.
It's nice to hear her talk like that, too, like welcoming him. It's that same kind of fraternity vibe that you get from, like... Again, like James Gunn and Derrickson and all those guys. Like, they're like, all right, yeah, we're in the squad over here. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, Patty Jenkins is like, welcome to the fold. It seems like Ayer is going to be coming back. It seems like they might, like, have their stable of a roster of directors forming that might, you know, be making these movies moving forward. Like, to me, just that quote sounds like if Wonder Woman's a hit, then Patty Jenkins is going to get to do another Wonder Woman movie.
Right.
I think 100% that's going to happen.
And that's exciting, you know, especially since it probably won't be a period film. It'll probably be a totally different kind of movie, kind of like the second Captain America, kind of. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting.
I'm hoping it's going to be almost, you know, a direct parallel to Captain America and just growing more and more and more and getting more.
As much as I like the first Captain America, I think Winter Soldier might be my favorite of all the Marvel movies.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
So I would love it if it followed that trajectory.
Moving on, Adam, Nightwing style.
How about that?
Yeah, I got a little vision from Chris McKay, which is pretty cool. What do you think?
So didn't we have a quote from him?
Yeah, we do. He was talking about Batman and how that Nightwing doesn't come from privilege. He says he's not the same, quote, dour and angry, end quote, hero. But the official quote says, he's a fascinating guy to me because he had all the same things happen to him. He's got some of the same negatives as Bruce Wayne. And then from a society standpoint, obviously he was adopted into the Bruce Wayne's life, but he didn't start that way. He's this guy who has all these negatives and then even more negatives, and yet he remains. Those are things why I like Dick Grayson, why I like the idea of Nightwing as a movie, which is cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, so it sounds a little bit like, all right, so we have somebody that... He also said he has similar negative things, meaning like his parents were killed, that Bruce Wayne has, but he also, you're like you said, he doesn't come from privilege.
And whatnot, yeah.
So he's going to be a more upbeat... Clearly, you're getting the director of the Lego Batman movie not to make the grim, darkest movie, you know, you've ever made. Like, clearly there should be a... This could be your smiling Batman, potentially.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think as, like, bright and cheery as a Barry Allen, but I think, like, somewhere in between Barry Allen and Bruce Wayne.
I think you're going to see a much more athletic, aerobatic fighting style because he's the Flying Grayson. So, well, where they've kind of grounded Batman's fighting style to that brutal, like, almost UFC style, I think Nightwing's going to be a flippin' bastard.
Yeah, as I like that to is say. A costume I cannot wait to
be,
see,
it's
too.
It's going to be like so cool. The pro wrestling aspect would be like a luchador match.
Yeah.
Or do regular pro wrestling.
And chat roll, is Nightwing taking the place of Cyborg? Is there going to be a Cyborg movie, or are they holding off on that? Because we had a Cyborg movie with a date. A lot of people thought Cyborg should be Titans. Now you have Nightwing. Now, is a Titans thing happening? Does Nightwing happen before Cyborg? Because it is really hard to go, like you said, we want to wait to see what people think of Justice League. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes more sense. Let this guy who just made this awesome Batman movie, like, greenlight that Nightwing movie, because that sounds like that'll work, rather than forcing a Cyborg movie.
But where are we putting this all? Where is the Batman? Yeah. Standalone. Where is Gotham City Sirens?
I think they're all going to be in 2000. And
I agree.
Yep.
Like, I agree. It was a good year for wine.
It's going to be announced. Mid 2000 is going to be the Nightwing and then the Cyborg movie.
For sure.
Yeah. What was that?
What is the most
for 2000? It's important.
What was the most amount of movies that we could have DC movies in 1 year? Do we think we could go up to four?
No. So three max.
Is three something, or is everybody still on
I
two?
I think three is even too many, but I feel like I could see them potentially doing three because, just marketing and being able to piggyback off of each of them.
So a March,
and kind of
a July, and a November.
I'll give you over under. Over under, 2.5.
They're going to have two movies and then just half
movie
of what
was
they...
Dope.
Yeah. They're someone like, just saying, got this half done.
Hugh Hoyland saying, is Nightwing a humorous character? I think humorous. Not necessarily, but I do think that he's got to be a little bit more lighthearted than the Batman. I think that's where they're trying to, differentiate that character. I
don't think it's going to be like a slapsticky, like Deadpool type vibe, but I think it definitely will be a lot more lighthearted than the gritty Batman that we've seen.
There's a whole
spectrum.
It'll
be like kind of like Arrow when they have the crossover episodes. That's what I think of.
Yeah, that's
think
kind
like
of a,
crossover Arrow.
Great. Johnny, what you got?
TV time.
What?
Hey, there you go.
Whoa.
That was the weakest intro to TV time ever.
I mean, what do I got? I got TV time.
I don't feel good about it. How do we get into this?
I mean, we always awkwardly act like there's nothing else to talk
about. Sometimes you got to slide it in. And you got to slide it in the DMs with TV time.
All right, so go ahead. Give us the DMs.
Seems rough.
What's in our DMs right now?
What?
Read the DMs.
TV times.
What's in the DMs?
It's TV times, guys. In the DMs.
Hit me up with the DMs.
What do you want me to say?
Maybe some iZombie.
Okay. I don't know. Oh, I have to say his name?
Yeah, go to your iPhone, get your DM, pull up iZombie.
Rahul Kohli.
Yeah, Rahul Kohli.
Did I say it right?
I'm pretty sure that's how I said it.
Sweet.
Rahul. He's going to play a villain on Supergirl. Take it away, Ross.
Yeah, he is. So this is an interesting casting that's actually gotten people really excited, but also a little nervous. What's additionally interesting about it is that iZombie not only just cast him potentially to play a villain on Supergirl, but if you notice from this week's Power List, Johnny, because I know you've been watching, there was an iZombie actor on Power List this week also playing a villain. People, I think, you have to remember, this is the Vertigo series, it's a completely different Earth also.
Right.
Same DC universe, but they're allowed to be whoever they want to be. But people were worried if he becomes some sort of, like, regular on Supergirl, what would that mean? I so didn't take it that way. I think he's probably going to be, like, not even maybe a big bad of the week or a 3-episode arc or something like that.
I think glorified cameo.
Yeah, he definitely can still be on iZombie. He's amazing. He's a staple on that show. He's incredible. We love him there. So don't be too nervous about this, I don't think. But anyway, I'll tell you guys what was announced. This is coming from Entertainment Weekly. They say that he is playing Jack Spear, a charismatic tech genius who has spent decades working on a medical innovation that will eradicate major illness and change the face of the world if it works. So, coming over to Supergirl, I'd be excited to see him there. he says, I'm so excited to be working on Supergirl. Starring as Jack's Fear, it's given me the chance to continue my relationship with the CW as well as fulfill my goal of meeting a Kryptonian.
So they really do recycle actors at the CW a lot. Come on, Mikey Christmas is going to be on a DC show.
I hope so. It's happening.
I don't like that. If he puts together his stuff on Jane, then I'll send it over to David. So we'll see if he takes me up on that.
Nice.
We'll see. Yeah, but if you're over there, it's way easier to stay in that universe, in the CW universe, especially if you're already in with Berlanti too. All those people. So don't be nervous about that. I would not be nervous about that. Other casting.
Gotham is casting Game of Thrones alum Alexander Siddig as Ra's al Ghul.
So we get another Ra's al Ghul. This guy went from never having been depicted in a film or TV show in like 2008 to we've got Ra's al Ghul all over the place.
Ra's al Ghul left, Ra's al Ghul right, Ra's al Ghul getting beat by Green Arrow, Ra's al Ghul beating Green Arrow. Yeah. How many Lazarus Pits do we have this time? Do we bring the Lazarus Pit back? Where is he going to take place in Gotham? I don't know.
Yeah.
But at least Arrow, everybody's like, he's taking all of Batman's villains. So now at least he's on with in a Bruce Wayne show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're acting as if Gotham isn't jumbled already. So
I love Gotham.
Me too, me too.
He looks like a villain. If it smells like a villain.
Cal49 says Ra's, not Ra's. You know, I agree. I normally say Ra's, Ra's al Ghul, but I've heard some like Batman creators, like old school guys, saying Ra's al Ghul. So I don't know, man.
You almost say it with like a J or a G, like Ra's.
Ra's al Ghul.
Exactly.
Like Zsa.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for news, but we did have a lot of shows this week. I have no idea why Legends didn't air this week. Maybe it's just a
I appreciate thing. It when they kind of just don't. Sometimes it's just too many to watch at once. I like it when somebody's on.
It didn't air 2 weeks ago, and then it did last week, and then it didn't this week. It's like, either give us 2 weeks off, or don't do the on and off thing. But anyway, I think it was...
Announce it. Like, have it, like...
Yeah, it just
know.
Didn't happen. It was strange. But we did get a couple big reveals this week. Who watched what? Adam, what are you caught up on?
I liked Supergirl this week a lot. There is some dumb stuff about it, like we were talking about before. It bothers me when smart characters are written stupid just to serve the show.
Yes.
Alex particularly was like a moron. But I love seeing Supergirl and Martian Manhunter just flying and kicking ass. Mon-El has got a great character now.
So right now, it's very interesting because the internet is completely divided over #Caramel.
God, I love that!
Yeah, which is what Supergirl and Mon-El are together.
Oh, I love that.
So,
Caramel. Oh, internet. It's delicious.
I love me some Caramel. They're great. But a lot of people are not into it, and they say that Mon-El doesn't treat her well, that he doesn't trust her, that he didn't, you know, that he had to inject himself. But
he was also right.
Where do you have to go if he treats her well and everything's gravy? Like, that's not, it's a show.
I think he treats her well. I just think that he's learning to have her as a girlfriend. It's different. You're dating Supergirl. Yeah. It's challenging.
I love that scene when he walked in. She was like, I want privacy, respect this. And he just like, first thing that he does. I mean, I agree.
It
was funny.
I agree. So I'm all in on Supergirl right now. Powerless was really interesting this week. It was the first week that I actually was like, maybe I get into the show.
Yeah, it's weird. Based off the first trailer, I was sure it was going to be awful. And I'm an optimist in general.
Yes,
you are. I'm all for comedies. I'm a comedy guy. And like I said, I know Ron Funches, so obviously I'm a fan of his as well. And I got to say, man, this show is so much better than I thought it would be. Like, I watched this episode again, episode 4. It was enjoyable. The writing is very clever. I love shows that have legitimate punchlines in them. Like, you can see the setup and the punchline in the dialogue, but if it's delivered right, it just works. And this cast is delivering the punchlines, and it's really, it's clever, it's creative. You had
cute.
The Batarang, you know. It's cute. A cute show. If you want to have a fun half hour where you're going to enjoy yourself, you're going to love the jokes, you're going to enjoy the cast, then hell yeah, I'd recommend Powerless. And it's a pleasant surprise, let's put it that way.
Now we're going to get into some major, major spoilers. And I am saying that, like, this will ruin Flash and Arrow for you if you haven't watched already. So check out for a minute. Sorry at the Table for people who haven't watched. We had something happen on Flash this week that we have been waiting for years and years and years. Well, I guess only 3 years because we're on season 3. But anybody who reads the comics has been waiting for this for a while, too, or has already seen it. We got an engagement, guys. Or at least we got a proposal.
That's right.
We got a...
I was like, what is it that we've been waiting for years?
We got a...
Because I'm like, I was not waiting for that for years, but cool.
Barry Iris proposal.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I was expecting it to be during a premiere or during a finale or during... It just kind of happened. Like, he was being all great to her, and then he sets up with the roses and all these things, and I was like... I had no idea it was coming, and then he takes out a box, and I still don't know it's coming. Like, and then he opens it, and it's a diamond ring, and I'm like, why is he showing her a diamond ring? What's happening here? And then he starts telling this story about his grandmother, and I'm like, why is he telling her this?
Guys, Roxy's getting verklempt.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God.
They shipped each other. They shipped each other.
Because how do you change the future? He's getting smarter, and I'm in, and we've been waiting for it, and we didn't hear what she's like. You know, hopefully she says yes and stuff. Because
counterpoint, guarantee she's going to be killed this season.
Oh, no.
Guarantee that the future happens exactly as it was supposed to happen, despite everything that they've done to
try to change
it.
And then we get her back, or she stays killed.
I mean, the cheesy way would be like, oh, it's Earth 14, Iris, we'll fall in love. But, I mean, that's the problem, but... Listen, I think she's going to get killed. I think they're setting it up for a serious emotional gut punch.
Get out of my house. Always the case. Is anytime anyone's happy, they're like,
yeah,
this will not be.
I'm such a shipper that like all the stuff that was happening with Grodd and all of the amazing effects and everything going on, I can't think about any of it. I was just like,
Adam's a shipwrecker. He just killed it for you.
You need to watch this back. I'm watching back the live feed right now, and I just see it on silent. I just see Roxy doing this, just throwing her arms in excitement.
I was freaking out. I had no idea what was going on. Imagine what happens when I actually get proposed to. I'm be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, yeah. It didn't connect. All the steps that he took, none of them were there.
He was, like, getting her a lot of flowers, too. Like, was it too many flowers at some point?
Yeah, because you want to know what happens when you get that many flowers? They all die, and then you have a lot of dead flowers. And flowers smell bad.
They do.
And I know, like, Barry Allen's got a super fast metabolism, but I thought that the breakfast he prepared was a bit carb-heavy, pancakes and French toast. Yes. I mean...
Okay. See, that was the part I was most on board with. I was like, get all those flowers out of here and bring me like 9 more pancakes.
Yeah,
like.
at least grab a mimosa for me as well, please. Thank you. I need those bubbles.
Get the bottle and the carton.
That was a huge deal. We also got a massive reveal over on Arrow.
Sure did.
This is something we've been waiting for all season. We've been theorizing who is Prometheus. Who is Prometheus? Who is Prometheus? And a lot of people guessed this from the beginning. Then they tried to... What's it called? We just throw somebody off your scent? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Throw them off your
scent?
Throw
them off the scent, yeah.
And it's his right-hand man at the office.
What's the character's name?
I don't even remember. But he's been helping Diggle get... I'm still confused, though, because, like, he's helped Diggle get out, and he's helped now, like, with so many things. But I guess he could have been setting up Green Oliver to take the fall, and that's why he's done some of these things. I don't know, but I need more answers. Hello, Arrow. Knock, knock. Who's there? Answers, please. Answers what? I know you forgot about answers because you haven't given them to me in a long time, but if you could remember. Thank you. I needed
so,
that.
That was a powerless setup.
Adrian Chase. Okay, Chase. So do we think, does Adrian Chase know that Ollie is Arrow?
Yes.
He knows.
I believe he knows.
Do we know that he knows?
Well, we know that...
Chat roll, in the show, do we know? In the world of the show, do we know that he knows?
Why else would he have leaked that Oliver Queen buried the autopsy?
Oh. Because he's been all about the mayor and the corrupt mayor. He's been like... Prometheus has been coming after the mayor, not necessarily Arrow. Prometheus was kind of working with the Arrow. He's like, yeah, you're a wuss because you don't kill anymore.
Oh.
So that's the thing. Yeah, I think... yes, because Prometheus knows he's Arrow. Do we know that for sure?
I thought we knew. And yeah, because I don't know.
And then what about Vigilante? That's a separate person that we don't know who that is?
Vigilante.
Vigilante, the other Arrow
guy? No, I know exactly who. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
we don't know who that is yet either.
And with all the flashbacks and we keep going to Russia and. Come on.
You sound exhausted.
Arrow's exhausting. Because I'm back in this season, but it's exhausting. You gotta just, like,
I think all the TV shows itself are exhausting.
Remember,
I'm
trying to remember all the characters. I watch every single one of your shows. Give me a break, Arrow.
I'm more into Russia than I am to the island, though. I'm like, all right, at least...
Thea keeps trying to ruin everybody's life. Thea's all up in there trying to ruin other people's life this episode. Like, what?
Yeah.
Thea, what are you doing? Felicity's
Stop sliding in.
Get out of my DMs.
Get out of them DMs.
And speaking of good news, Mr. Terrific is now a free agent, so he can get some of that terrific strange that's out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of sliding in, we got to wrap it up, guys.
Okay. We're just not going to talk about all the wonderful men that Mr. Terrific is going to meet. I'm trying to be really open-minded here and talk about how excited I am.
I really like it. I was upset about Mr. Terrific's ex. Were they engaged ever? Was it just his boyfriend?
He was married.
Oh, his husband.
He was married.
Yeah,
because he was like, you're divorcing me.
Yeah, I always thought that he was a...
Oh, yeah, no, that was at the end of the episode. I don't know if you saw that last part. Yeah, that was like the last thing that happened in the episode.
Well, because he asked to get lunch. Oh, yeah, and I missed that.
Yeah, so he was excited. He thought that we were going to be back together.
Yeah, but
he's like, I'm dropping you.
I did not want them back together, though. I did not want that because he gave him an ultimatum, and hello, your boyfriend's a superhero, so do not...
That's how you should deliver it.
Do it. Yeah. Yes, I see.
So, Elena Jordan, put yourself over.
Hey, guys, I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. You can also find me right back here on AfterBuzz TV tonight for Face Off's after show. And you can also find me talking sci-fi, acting, whatnots on RelativityPodcast.com. Doing some sci-fi stuff with Lee Shackelford from Star Trek Next Gen.
All right.
Adam Gertler.
Hey, everybody. You can find me online at Adam Gertler. Apparently, I have to go and study some of my Arrow history and keep my Prometheuses and Vigilantes straight because I'm a little confused right now, and I'm watching these shows.
That's fine.
You can see, I think you can still see my interview with the cast of Logan. I believe it's airing on FXM, and I think it might be airing tonight on FX. Maybe after Days of Future Past or some movie. If you look at FXM Presents, you'll see my cast with James Mangold, Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman. That was a lot of fun. Go see Logan, even though it's not a DC movie, because it is an incredible movie if you're over 18. If not, you're going to have to sneak in with your older brother or sister.
Indeed.
Sneaky blind.
Roxy.
All right, guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer this Friday, 2 p.m. on Flash and Friends over at Screen Junkies. We are actually interviewing David Soboloff, who does the voice of Grodd. So we're going to get all the questions answered by him.
That's awesome. Let's see. Regular Hero Blood Drive is coming up March 10th and 11th. If you're in L.A., please donate blood. Save some kids' lives. I'm at Jay Quasto. Sacramento, March 15th. I'm at the Sacramento Punchline. If you're in Northern California, I'll tell you about tickets there. Wednesday, April 5th, I'll be in Orlando. That's WrestleMania week. I'm doing a show in Orlando. If you're down there, please come out. It'll be a small little venue. It's going to be super cool. Otherwise, jlocomedy.com. The comedy album's coming along well, guys. I cannot wait to finish it. I'm going to bug the holy hell out of everyone when it's finally finished. Thanks for watching. And, of course, Mike Kalinowski, at Mike Kalinowski. Watch Jane the Virgin. Watch him. Enjoy him. Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.